The gospel reading today, our Lord tells his disciples that they are going to be expelled from the synagogue. He tells them straight out, they're going to be killed. And yet we say, why does God allow us to suffer? It's like, what do we think? He made it very clear what's going to happen if we're going to believe in him. And yet we keep thinking that somehow, as long as we believe in Jesus, everything is going to be just great. We should be rich. We should have an easy life. Everything should be smooth sailing. It's like, show me one place in Scripture where it even hints at that. It's fake. It's a lie. Jesus told us, I will send you the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. And so each one of us has to ask a simple question, do I want the truth? That seems like it should be a pretty obvious answer. It's not quite so simple because, let's admit it, we've been living a lie. You turn on the blasted TV set, almost everything you're hearing is a lie. We don't want to hear that. We want to think that we're being told the truth. We're not. We're being lied to. The old saying, how do you know if a politician is lying? If his lips are moving. So we've been being lied to for years and years and years. And yet we keep saying, oh, everything is wonderful. No, these people are lying to us. Because they serve the Father of lies. Just think of what's been going on and what we fill ourselves with. So do we really want the truth? That's going to be a rude awakening for a lot of people if they really want the truth. But Jesus said, you were made for the truth, and the truth will set you free. Remember, you're made in the image and likeness of God. Jesus said of himself, I am the truth. You're made in his image and likeness. Therefore, you're made for the truth. You're made for love. The truth is what's best for us, but we prefer a lie because a lie is a lot easier sometimes to stomach. But it doesn't set you free. And so we've been given the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. We hear about this beautiful lady in the first reading, Lydia. She's a believer in God, we were told, a worshiper of God. And the Holy Spirit opened her heart to listen to what St. Paul was saying. Maybe that's what we have to pray for. Because obviously, being here, you are a believer in the Lord. You are a worshiper of the Lord. Maybe we need to pray now that the Holy Spirit will open our hearts, the Spirit of truth who will lead us into all truth, to help us to be able to reject the lies, to help us to be able to see where the truth really is, and to reject everything that's contrary to it. That's a rather radical concept. It's a rather frightening concept. Because again, let's be honest, when we look around, the vast majority of people don't want to know the truth. In fact, I can tell you over the years, there are many people who will literally say to me, I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me, I don't want to know. Okay. When I asked them why they don't want to know, they said, because it scares me. Oh, the truth is scary. I guess sometimes it is. So do we want it? Because one day we have to recognize we're going to stand before God who is truth. God cannot deceive or be deceived. There is no shadow of falsehood in him. And we're all going to have to stand before him for judgment one day, and it will be pure truth. So if we don't want the truth now, imagine how horrible it's going to be on judgment day when we see it all. If we want the truth, not only the truth about what's going on out there, but the truth about what's going on in here, the truth about our own selves, because we need to recognize the dignity that God has given us, which most people do not. And we need to recognize our sinfulness, which most people do not. That, again, can be a struggle for us. Interestingly, it's a whole lot easier for us to admit how sinful we are than it is for us to admit the dignity that we have. That shows you how badly sin has hurt us, how much Satan has affected us. God put it right on the first page of the Bible. He made you in his own image and likeness, and he's given you this immense dignity. And then we're baptized into his Son, and we're raised up to a supernatural level of acting and being. We have trouble accepting our own basic dignity, which is equal to every other human person on the face of the earth, baptized or not. How are we going to accept the truth of our dignity as members of Christ and as children of God if we can't even accept our basic human dignity? You see, this question of the truth is massive. It has massive implications for us. Now again, we can decide that, no, I'd rather live with my head in the sand. It's not a good idea, because if your head is in the sand, that means your rump is sticking up and it's going to get kicked by anybody who wants to kick you. If you want the truth, that means your eyes are open. You can see when somebody comes and they want to kick you, you can say no. So we have a choice to make. It should be a pretty simple one. But we've been living a lie for years and years and years. And so it's quite actually a difficult choice, because it means we have to change. But it's going to be a good change and a wonderful one, because it means that we will actually become the people that God made us to be. It means that we will actually have the freedom of the children of God. It means that we will actually live according to the truth, which is what we were made to do, and the truth will set us free. So I guess if we put it another way, do we want to live in slavery to a lie, to Satan, the father of lies? Or do we want to live in the freedom of the children of God? God, who is truth and who made us in his image and likeness for the truth. Those are the two options. As I keep pointing out, there really isn't any in between. So we need to make a choice. If you choose just to carry on and do what we've been doing, then we're choosing the lie. Look at where it's gotten us. We need the truth. We're made for the truth. And the truth only, Jesus Christ, will set us free.